just the idea behind seeking another term. Why did you decide that you wanted to give it another run to be Keokuk mayor?
Well, there's several things that need to be accomplished, and we've been trying to get done, and so I want to get those forward and really move Keokuk ahead.
What are some of the things that you want to see completed? What are some of those topics that are still ongoing for you?
Well, the main one is the sewer separation. As a matter of fact, we'll be going tomorrow to Des Moines to meet with Veenstra and Kim, our engineers, and representatives of the Department of Natural Resources, the Iowa Department, and try to formulate an integrated plan that we can present to the EPA. We'll then have to negotiate with the EPA. The integrated plan is there are factors that can be taken into consideration in extending that sewer separation time period, such as our infrastructure. We can have great sewers, but dirt streets, I mean, that's not going to work. So we have to do something about that, about our financial situation. So there are a number of factors that can be taken into consideration. If we accomplish that and extend that out, that's going to free money to work on streets, which are just absolutely in terrible shape, and that's something that we need to do. We have to do. We are hoping next year to, at this budget time, to appropriate $1 million a year for 12 years, as we did before, and start working on streets. We think we can financially do it, but if we get that sewer separation extended, it'll be really good.
One of the biggest things that's happened recently is the city has decided to hire a city administrator, offered the job. Everything is in the works here. Just your reaction to that decision.
Well, I think it's a good decision. When I first ran, I wasn't for a city administrator for the fact that we had recently hired a finance director and a full-time clerk. And so I just assumed when I was coming in, I had a legal background. I thought we were pretty much covered. Now our finance director is retiring. I have no problem. We're going to a half-time mayor position, part-time, I should say. And so I think this is the right time. And this will be a professional individual. He's got a master's in public administration. He's vibrant. He's ready to go. He was totally involved in his city where he's working right now. I mean, he was involved in chamber and all kinds of different activities. And that's something we need in Keokuk.
How do you envision the mayor's role, duties, now that there's going to be a city administrator in place? Describe to me what you would see as the mayor's position.
Well, I see the mayor as still having supervisory over the supervision over the city administrator. So that's going to be part of it. But the day-to-day runnings, dealing with the department heads, that's going to be the city administrator. The mayor is going to, I hope, to work on economic development. That is something that is essential to Keokuk. We have some distinct possibilities that we're working on. And again, with the streets and with all the changes in Keokuk, if we can get these accomplished, then that kind of is a, I hate to use trickle-down, but that's a trickle-down where then you have more disposable income, you have a better view of the city when people come in, businesses, and they look at the streets. Of course, they look at schools and hospitals. So I think that's something that can really help the economic development process.
There's been some new businesses coming onto Main Street here. You've obviously got a big development of a senior housing complex coming, but there's still a number of those empty buildings and stuff. How is the mayor, do you work to address those empty buildings, even if it's not filling them, just to make them safe and everything like that? What role do you see the mayor having in that?
Well, I think we're working with the fire department. We've instituted in the last year an inspection process where we're going to all commercial buildings, whether they're occupied or not. And we inspect, and if there are fire problems, if there are physical problems, those things can be remedied. We've now started with the new city attorney, and I'm working directly with him because of my legal background. We are working to clean up and help stabilize some of these buildings downtown. Once you do that, and if you can get, and I know Amjet is going to come here, just depends on when they get their hydro turbine tested. But when Amjet comes here, that's going to hire people. Again, people can open stores because people have disposable income. People can go shop. So I think we can fill some of those stores. I don't want to be too ambitious. We've got to, you know, work with it. But I think we can. If people will jump in on the bandwagon, I think we can really move Keokuk forward.
How do you get that? That's always been a challenge. We've talked about that in the past, getting the attitude. I mean, you've got people in the town that are ready to go, that are doing stuff. And then you've got people that maybe have been, they've lost their job or they're underemployed and stuff. How do you get people more excited about moving the city forward?
Well, I think you have to get out there in the community and be there. I've tried to do that during my administrations. City administrator, like I said, he's going to be involved. I think we can get out and we can start doing some things with people and try to change that attitude. It's been very, very difficult because it's been ingrained in the minds of people for so long. We have to get people, if we can, off welfare. We have to have the jobs. And normally I'd say jobs is the most important thing to look for and to work for. But if we can get the sewer separation, the monkey kind of off our back, extend it out so we're not spending 70-some million in the shorter time period, then I think that's going to be something that really helps.
In terms of kind of city government and flow, the mayor does not have a vote in meetings, but you kind of guide and kind of lead the agenda on things. Do you think sometimes the city council gets bogged down on issues? And do you think that there needs to be kind of more of a push to get them going on stuff?
Yeah, I do. I think too many times we also try to micromanage. And I think, I've tried in the past to be forceful. I think I've gotten a little more forceful recently. But one of the things I'd like to see is a reduction in the number of council members. I think we could go to five wards and two at-large, so we'd have seven members. I think we sometimes overthink things. I think we should incorporate in the districts, the wards, north and south side. Now it's north side, south side with elections. I think we can get better candidates, not that the ones that are here aren't, but good candidates from all areas if we cut that down a little bit.
One of the challenges for the city is obviously a department like the Parks Department is staffing levels and having enough people. Does the city need to look at something like privatizing, especially park stuff like that? Or do you think that what Keokuk has going can continue?
Well, I've thought about that, and we've talked about privatization of certain departments. The first one that comes into mind is the cemetery. The problem is, depending on cost, because the bid may come in low early, but there may be some opportunities where they try to increase it. One thing you'd do is you'd sell all your equipment, because you would not be in the business anymore. If something happened, then you'd have to get right back into it. Now, I know cities, and I've done some studies, that have actually tried to privatize police and fire, and those have not worked very well. They've tried to have the county sheriff and things cover those. We've got such a diverse population, I don't think we can do that. So I'm not real excited about privatization now.
One of the things that has been on and on and ongoing is the discussion of 2nd and Fulton Street. Again, you don't have a vote in that, but it's an issue that will be discussed a lot. Just to kind of recap, the city council has decided they want to have the study done. From this point forward here, where do you see this, or where do you want to see this go?
Well, I've been pretty adamant about the fact that I think this is money we don't have and we can't spend. What I'd like to see money, and I was talking just this morning with the cemetery director, money in the cemetery. They're in dire straits, our streets there, our roads. And so we need to put, if we put $500,000 to $1 million, I'd rather put it in the park than 2nd Street. Besides, from a legal standpoint and being a lawyer, it kind of bugs me that we would even consider putting public funds to shore up a privately owned parcel.
When it comes to you've obviously talking to people, being around and everything, is there maybe an issue that is not getting as much attention in Keokuk that you want to see get more attention in Keokuk?
Well, I think we've touched on the attitude, and with the city administrator coming in, that's one thing I hope to be able to transition and help transition to because of my background as city attorney for years, because of my three terms already. I think this is important because we got to get him on board, and at that point, we're going to bat some ideas around and see where we go from there. And I've already indicated economic development is an essential to the community.
What have you been hearing from people when you announced your campaign? What have they been telling you to focus on, to look at? Have there been any issues that maybe weren't on your radar that now are?
Not really. I haven't gotten I think the people realize that the big issues are the ones I've just spoken about. And those are the things, if you try to do too much, you're not going to accomplish what the important things right away. So I think if we approach these very important issues and developments at that point in time, then we can expand our horizons.
And probably the final thing, and just to make, and the same thing, you don't have a vote on this, but the idea, some of the issues that have been going around lately, you've had Second and Street, you've had the sewer separation, the integrated plan, the idea of a dog park in Keokuk. Where do you stand on that at this point?
I'm a dog owner, and I think it would be a great asset to the community. The question is, you have to balance the citizens' concerns along with the concerns of the animal owners. I feel that Rees Park is a great park to do it. I've gone out and walked it, and if people haven't done it, go out and walk it. There's a lot of area out there. There's underbrush. There are trees. What I'm going to try to do is have the street department, because they're busy right now still doing patching the streets. But I'd like to have them go out with what's called a crawler and start taking out the underbrush as soon as the time clears up that they can't do some of the street work, and get the undergrowth out and have the trees, plant some grass, because the undergrowth has stifled that. But plant some grass and make people see. It's got parking, off-street parking. It's got playground equipment. It's a beautiful area.
Any other issues you'd like to offer your thoughts on?
Well, I'm pretty much exhausted they used to say in law, exhausted my remedies, but I think those are the important things that we're really looking forward to doing.